Health, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the Inspirational Word of the Day.
Your story has many different chapters. One bad chapter in your life doesn't mean that your story is over. One bad chapter doesn't mean that you throw away the whole book. Just like one bad season in your life doesn't mean that you throw in the towel and just give up. Your past doesn't have to define your future. You're not a product of your circumstances. You are a product of your choices. So choose wisely. We are all a work in progress. Life challenges are inevitable. And figuring out your next step may not be easy, but it is possible. We all go through periods of testing and trials. The challenges of life may slow you down, but don't let them take you down. You have to remember that redirecting your life takes time, and there's a lot of ups and downs in the process. Don't give up just because things are hard right now. It's okay to get discouraged, but you have the power to decide that you're not going to stay there. Think about all of your blessings. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." That is my favorite verse. Trust God and reflect on all the circumstances that He's brought you through. Be encouraged. Be optimistic. And remember, you decide how your next chapter will read. Your story isn't over yet, but know that you can't start the next chapter if you keep rereading the last chapter. Learn from your past, but don't get stuck there. Embrace the discomfort of your new journey and keep moving forward. Writing the next chapter may be difficult. You may have to restart it a few times and make several adjustments in the process, but you are the author. Every moment holds an opportunity to start fresh. It's time to start creating the new chapters of your life. I love this quote from Seneca, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." I'm Beverly Bensky, Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well.
Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be event. I know you can.
Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Fight my battles.
Yes, Lord.
I keep still.
Yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me every day.
Can you say one more time? Be a fence.
Be a,
say,
be a fence.
A fence.
All around me.
I see you there. I see you. I know you can.
Yes,
I know you will.
Yes,
fight my battle.
Yes,
if I just keep still.
Yes,
say,
God, all
around
me every
day.
This is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps. Let the stumble is
I'm asking you to protect
me. Jesus, I want you to protect me.
You might as well get your dance on. Come on. Be a fence runner.
Jesus, be a fence.
Say.
Jesus, be a fence.
Because I need protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
Along the
road.
Protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
Along the
road. Protection.
Along the way. Protection.
Protect.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Strong tower.
Strong tower.
Along the way.
Along the way.
Along the way.
Along the way.
Along the way. Be a fence. Say,
be.
Be a fence right now.
Be
a strong tower, a protection, all on the way. My refuge,
my family,
my family, all on the way.
Protector,
my sovereign, protector, all on the way. My family,
my
children. Make some noise in this place. Take it up. Yeah. Protection.
Protection.
Protection. All on the way.
All on the way.
All on the way.
All on the way.
All on the way. Protection. My family.
Your family.
All on the way.
My children.
Your children.
Sister,
all on the way.
My brother,
my mother,
my father,
all on the way.
My family,
your family,
my father.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Be a fence.
Be a fence
right now.
Wake up in the morning.
There's no better way to start your Sunday
than with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Jen, Chris, and DC.
Come on, let's get our praise on.
3 hours of power and praise.
Let me know.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Come on, clap your hands. Oh, God's gonna get the glory.
I'm walking through blazing fires. I sail the roughest seas. Live to tell you it was worth it, 'cause you're gonna get the glory. Seen battles by the thousands, seen won loss and victories. In the end, I know it matters, 'cause you're gonna get the glory.
it together. I walk through flames and fire. Yeah, I'll sail the rough waves. Here to tell you it was worth it. Oh, but you're gonna get the glory. Oh, yes, you will. Seen battles by the thousands. Seen more loss and victory. God, I trust your plan that is working for my good. Here I am with outstretched hands. I am confident that is working for my good.
Say it again, y'all say.
I don't need to understand. God, I trust your plan that is working for my good.
Now, 18 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Music by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. You're going to get the glory. Hot off the press, coming up in a few short minutes. But first, here's the praise maestro, Micah Stampley, with Be Lifted on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
On high, be lifted high.
Come on, say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high. Your name on high, be lifted high.
Say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high. Woo! Your name on high,
hey,
be lifted high.
Lift it up.
Jesus, we lift your name on high.
Oh.
Your name on high.
Here we go. Everybody, clap your hands.
Crystal from the prayer of our day. and Spirit presents Hot Off the Press, a quick look at Kingdom news you can use.
Keep it real.
Here's Brother Chris.
All right. It's 25 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. It's time for Hot Off the Press news you can use from your boy, Brother Chris. And in today's edition, the King of Gospel drops a timely tribute song. A Canadian teams up with the hottest group in gospel music, and Quebec is just a little closer to normal. But first, we go to the tribute song. Gospel legend and hitmaker, yes, Kirk Franklin, dropped a remake of We Shall Overcome on Friday, part of Apple Music's 2021 Freedom Songs as part of a commemoration to Juneteenth, a tragic event referred to as the Tulsa Massacre. Once again, Kirk Franklin kicking butt for the kingdom of God while shining a light on social injustice. Well done, my friend. Next, we go to Ottawa, Ontario. As a recording artist and one of the original members of Campus Rush, Mr. Ryan O'Fay is featured on the upcoming album by none other than Maverick City Music, a group that's been dominating the gospel and Christian charts all of 2021. As they continue to drop new music like Melodies from Heaven. The new album, featuring Ryan O'Fay in a duet with Naomi Raine, is called Still Holy. The album, called Tribal, is set to drop on July 9th. And finally, for all our listeners tuned in, tomorrow marks the first time in over a year that Quebecers will be able to wine and dine indoors at restaurants. Yes, with the coronavirus hitting new lows in Quebec, both restaurants and gymnasiums will be open for business tomorrow, June 7th. And that wraps up this edition of Hot Off the Press. We give our boy, uncle, our nephew, Kirk Franklin, the last word. Here's his new song, Overcome, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Fallen soldiers.
say their names.
Trayvon, Eric, Tamir.
We shall overcome.
Rihanna, no more tears.
We shall overcome.
Don't forget Michael Brown.
We shall overcome.
Orlando, we can't let you down.
Till we see the sun.
Walter Scott, both from John.
We shall overcome.
Can't wait to see our mind run.
He's already won.
Keep fighting, believe.
We shall overcome.
Tatiana, see now you're free.
In you I live and have my being.
Something happens when I call you. You are the super to my human.
You're my super.
So I've come to say I love you. You're holding me within. You are the anchor for my soul.
Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
And it is currently 8:37 in the a.m. Just 23 minutes left to go until we say adieu. We heard music from Canadian Kimberly Ade out of Toronto. And did we already play that song by Dina Moana? Or is that coming up?
It's coming up.
We played music by Dina Moana and Called Out Music. And so if you're wondering how that connection happened, well, Called Out Music is originally from Nigeria. Dina Moana is originally from the Congo.
Yes.
And so African artists all around are getting together and showing their togetherness on and off the continent. And so it is nice to see Dina, who actually spent part of her time in Europe, teaming up with Called Out Music, who is based in the UK. Coming up, Dorothy and I, and maybe Christopher if he decides to chime in, are going to talk to you about our picks of the week right now. All right, so my pick of the week comes to you because this week in particular, I felt like I had to have a conversation with God about my lack of commitment.
Oh.
I felt like I was a little bit far from him in the word. And so, you know, I had to find some inspiration somewhere. And so I went to my online church, which is Alfred Street Baptist Church, which I have said over and over and over again. And they have Bible studies, but their Bible studies are not what you would expect. And so two of the Bible studies that I'm going to point out are Can I Push It? Which is featuring Pastor Howard John Wesley, where he talks about controversial topics within the church. Topics like, is the Bible the infallible word of God?
Well.
And so, you know, people come on saying yes. Some people come on saying, well, there are holes in it. And other people say, oh, what are you saying?
It is written.
God said it. And that settles it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a very interesting series called Can I Push It? And because I'm a bit of a Bible nerd, there's also OTOG with Pastor Judy Fentress, Judy Fentress Williams, who is a doctor of Hebrew studies. And so she goes into the Old Testament teaching you how to read it, what the stories are, who wrote it, and the context and everything. So instead of taking the Bible as a, I don't want to say as a historical book, but instead of taking the Bible and seeing it simply as words on a page, doing what we would do with any great novel, which is picking it apart, looking at the themes, looking at the context. So that's my pick of the week. You can go on their YouTube channel, Alfred Street Baptist Church, or you can go on their website, which is asbc.org. Dorothy?
Sounds interesting, Jennifer. Are they out of the United States?
They are. They are the oldest church in the DMV, if not in the United States. And that's where Obama goes when.
Oh,
yeah, that's nice. That's where Obama goes when he wants some Holy Spirit.
Oh, I know.
Ever since he left that other pastor's church. Anyway, go ahead.
And that was your pick of the week. My pick of the week is the John P. Key Birthday Celebration Bash interview, courtesy of Wiggle World Network. I love me some John P. Key for being not just a powerhouse vocalist, but he's unapologetic, he's brash, he's hilarious, he's deeply spiritual, and as real can get. Trust John P. Key. The interview is currently on YouTube, but it was live at the time, and listeners were invited to call in and ask him anything. No topic was off limits. They played his music all day, and side note, if you follow him on the gram, you will see the plethora of artists, both gospel and secular, serenading him and giving him tribute, just proving that he is well-loved and respected and all around just probably one of the most amazing people ever. You can check out the interview on YouTube. Just use the keywords John P. Key Birthday Celebration 2021, and that's my pick of the week. We're going to get back into some music with the Birthday Boy. This is Birthday Boy, fellow Gemini, somebody I follow on Instagram, and now all of a sudden I feel like we best friends. John P. Key with Not Wash Your Hands, JB, Joby.
I love that song. Yes. Can you please clap your hands?
Clap your hands. Take it away right here on my throwback. This is Clap Your Hands right here on My Soul and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let's do it. Move on out in the aisle. The aisle belongs to you. Bring it down.
it hot. Now when I count to three, Atlanta, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to clap like you're from Durham, North Carolina, outside the county line. How many don't have a problem giving God some praise with your hands? Here we go, Atlanta. One, two, three.
Just to gain.
That was the artist named Malvi Moo with Heaven. We still have to find out what Malvi Moo means, but she's a pretty little girl.
Is it a worthy remake, though?
Not sure. Very happy to announce that Jackson Chéri, on the heels of his very successful live YouTube live, Facebook live concert with our girl Kiara Sheard, decided to make it into an album for your listening pleasure entitled The Resurrection Live. We're actually going to end the show with a song from the album, but first we must pay homage to those who necessitate a little love.
A little love. All right, so it's a part that I like, and that's to give some birthday love, belated birthday blessings to Linda Plaisima, my birthday twin, Montreal music royalty Carl Henry, former Montrealer and former choir mate and beautiful songbird, Sister Janine Burt out in Ontario, Cheryl Stevens, Jennifer Cole, Christopher's and my mutual friend, and a former Montrealer, Mike Greaves, who actually used to be the bodyguard for Justin Timberlake, our resident man of God, Bishop David Burton, and social media influencer, poet extraordinaire, aka Blue River, Rowan Higgins, and my choir mate and much loved brother, Patrick Waugh. Happy belated birthday to you all. Birthday blessings in advance to Sister Ivy Lynn Fleming, one of our community stalwarts. She will be turning 95. I want to say a personal thank you to you for your years of volunteer work, leadership, and selflessness. May God continue to bless you. And on a somber note, belated birthday blessings to Getty LeConte, but unfortunately, yes, Getty lost her dad yesterday, so I want to send you a heartfelt condolences on behalf of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. May God comfort you and your loved ones through this time. All right, we're going to get back into some music. We're going to say goodbye with Jackson Chéri, as Jennifer mentioned, who released something new, which will be accompanied by a tour, you guys, an upcoming tour to a city near you. So stay tuned. You can follow him on Facebook, Jackson Chéri. This is Combien.
Combien, which means how much.
Come on now.
And it's... I'm not sure if it's combien moins doué or if it's combien duré grand. We'll see. This is time to say adieu. We are here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. And maybe with the reopening soon, studios will be opened back up. So
we might be live, y'all.
Come back live. I can't wait for this to be Sunday morning instead of pre-recording. We love you all. Be blessed. Have a marvelous weekend. Don't forget to protect yourself against the high heat and humidity coming up this week. Here is Jackson Chéri and Bridging the Gap with Combien.
God praise because you have, hallelujah, he bought you at a price. Hey, ou pa kon ki sa ou ta bay bon Dieu, mais bay le Seigneur cœur matin, a soye a koto ye, amen. Bay Jésus cœur. Hey, hallelujah.
she joined the gathering throng. But while she was pushing through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole." She kept on crying, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, she had no more to spare. The doctors, they did all they could with their medicine."
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades.